Kelly Morrissey, born December of 1970. I'm a restaurant owner, a real estate developer, and entrepreneur. Originally, I'm from Antigua. I was born in the Caribbean, and when I was 8 years old, my family relocated to Canada in a town called Markham, Ontario. And so I lived there until I was 18, and then later moved to New York City. Went to school in New York, attended John Jay College in New York, and also St. John's University. And in New York, I spent my career in sales and marketing with Pfizer, with R.G. Reynolds Tobacco, and with American Media, to name a few. I moved to Pittsburgh in 2001. I moved to Pittsburgh because my ex-wife is originally from Pittsburgh, and we met in New York in sales training when we were working for Pfizer. She is a product of Pittsburgh from the East End, from the Garfield area. She attended school here. And so I have two daughters, 18 and 16, Madison and Mackenzie. My oldest one graduated from North Allegheny about 3 weeks ago. She's going on to college at the University of Kentucky. And my youngest daughter, Mackenzie, she's a varsity cheerleader at North Allegheny, and she's going to be a senior next year. The reason why I started the restaurant, because there were several Caribbean restaurants in Pittsburgh, and they didn't seem to last long. And being from the Caribbean, I was passionate about having an authentic Caribbean restaurant in Pittsburgh that would have longevity and that would have consistency and would stay in the marketplace. And I had the ability to do that because of the other things I was involved in with the real estate. I did it because there was a need, and it turned out that it became a love and a passion. And now I spend more time in the restaurant than I do in my other businesses because I'm passionate about it. So again, it was one of those things where I'm going to start a restaurant, I'm going to hire chefs and cooks and eat there. And now I'm there 14 hours a day. It just turned out that way, and I'm excited about it. I watched my grandmother cook growing up, and I never knew I knew how to cook. But being around it and watching and observing, and after one of my chefs I had to terminate, I stepped into the kitchen. And when I stepped into the kitchen, something wonderful happened. I discovered that it was a comfortable place for me, and it allowed me to use my creativity. And thirdly, it allowed me to realize that I paid attention to my grandmother all the years that I grew up with her. And I was able to go in there and just make things the way she made them. And I surprised myself. I surprised a lot of people. Those things were innate, and I didn't know I had those things in me. So it has brought out the best in me. And it has showed me how resilient I am in so many ways and how versatile I am. I can cook, I can wash dishes, I can do it all. The restaurant is the hardest I've ever worked in my life. Opening a restaurant was a progressive move in a lot of ways. In some aspect, I look at it as going backwards. But I also look at life and things that in order to build something great and to develop something that's strong, you have to crawl before you walk. If you're going backwards in some sense, it's actually a part of moving forward. And so now I'm developing processes and better ways to do things. So now I'm back on track. If you are moving backwards, which I have in the past, it's just a way to let you stand back and figure out how you need to get back where you once were. The future goals that I have for myself is to see the restaurant continue to grow, open up another location within 3 to 5 years of the Rasta House. One of the things that I enjoy doing is talking to young people and help them to understand, at least from through my lens, how life has been and how exciting entrepreneurship is and how exciting life can be as an entrepreneur. There will be challenges in life, and there'll be questions about where or what you want to do. But I think at the end of the day, you work hard at whatever you do and allow other things to fall into place and have faith and don't ever be discouraged, because there are going to be good days and there are going to be better days and there are going to be bad days. But if today seems bad, there's always going to be a better day the next day. So never give up.